News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
And there are road closures around the centre of Dublin City, particularly around Dublin Castle, which is looking magnificent with fresh coats of paint everywhere. Jack Power is with us, Irish Times Europe correspondent, based, of course, normally in Brussels. Jack, the political system and the European bureaucracy gets tremendously excited about who's hosting the European presidency. Does it actually matter?
Well, whoever's hosting it certainly gets excited about it. I'm not sure if everyone else to the same extent. I mean, it is an important role. And maybe just to explain that a little bit to people. So it's basically Ireland is taking over the presidency of the Council of the EU, which in the EU system represents the interests of the national governments and member states. And so what that will mean in practice is Ireland will chair, or Irish ministers or diplomats will chair meetings happening in Brussels most of the time, where they trash out all the various different policy decisions that move through the EU policymaking machine. You know, Simon Harris will be chairing meetings of finance ministers and so on. So it's a deal-making role, but one that does come with a fair amount of kind of bells and whistles at the start anyway.
Does it come with particular influence, the role of chair? Does it give you a louder voice in those discussions?
Well, in the same way, if you're chairing any meeting or discussion, the power is a little bit in setting the agenda. I mean, the task that the Irish government will have to take on for the 6 months will be to build compromise and, you know, consensus from the other 26 member states. So that means that Ireland won't be able to bang the table and forcefully put across its own positions, but it will be required, and the government have used this phrase ad nauseum, to be an honest broker in those discussions. But I mean, as I said, it does put you know, pretty much at the heart of EU decision making for that 6 month period. So there is a sizable degree of influence that comes with it and responsibility.
Does it put us at the centre of discussions as well, where we are seen as something of, if not an outlier, maybe even a problem? If you take the economic discussions as case in point, our reliance on American multinationals and the sheer impact it has on our corporation tax, that has been looked askance at by the European other member states for a long time. Likewise, our paltry investment in defence by comparison to other European member states are the kind of things that I would have thought are difficult discussions for us to have a strong position in.
And I think our other European partners will be watching how Ireland approach those two issues in particular. Defence, where we're a real laggard in spending and seen as the weak link basically in Europe's security infrastructure. And then on the tech side, you know, you can imagine, particularly with this Trump administration, we could easily see over the next 6 months some fresh scrap kicked off by Donald Trump over a fine the European Commission issued to Google or Meta or some other reason he decides to restart his Europe bashing campaign. And that would put Ireland in a particularly tricky and awkward position of representing the European view effectively in the council, at the same time being quite exposed itself. So I mean, but that's something that, you know, every country that takes on the presidency will have some issues where it's a bit of an outlier on the European system, you know.
Jack, thanks very much. That's Jack Power, Irish Times Europe correspondent. And a little later in the programme, we're going to be talking to the Minister for Foreign Affairs and Defence, Helen McEntee, about how she hopes to influence European policy over the next 6 months, and also how well positioned we are in terms of defence and security for hosting the presidency of the Council.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.